Hello and welcome to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr. Are you ready to work out? Break a sweat? Well, I tell you what, we're bringing the music to you that'll help you do just that. Break a sweat while you get in shape. I know some of you are wondering, wait a minute, come on, you got to be kidding. You're going to have us actually doing aerobics for the next hour? Well, maybe not the next hour. Maybe just the next, oh, let's say 20 to 30 minutes thereabouts. I'll tell you what it's about. Have you ever had those moments where you knew what you wanted to say? It was truly right on the tip of your tongue. And you struggled with it and struggled with it and struggled with it. Oh, what did I want to say? What name did I want to call? What topic did I want to discuss with this person? Oh, I know what he's asking me about. What exactly? Oh, what was it that I was getting ready to say? It was right on the tip of my tongue. Hold up. Wait a minute. It's there. What does that have to do with breaking a sweat as we get in shape? Well, that's one of the questions that Psychology Today is looking into. When we have those tip-of-the-tongue experiences, can they in any way be connected to aerobic fitness? A lot of you know that I will frequently encourage you to go ahead and do some push-ups, jumping jacks, something that'll get your blood flowing when I'm getting ready to give you a quiz. Especially a pop quiz. Yes. Well, of course, there's reason for that. You all know I want you to get the blood flowing better so that the oxygen flows better, so that the brain performs better. All right. So what is the connection? Well, you know, a lot of us know that frustrating feeling of having someone's name or their title or descriptive term right there. I mean, it's right there. But for some reason, we just can't get our brain to fully give it to us so that we can say it. Some people call those tot states, tip of the tongue states. And as we age, the frequency of tot states, those tip of the tongue states, and so-called brain cramps, as some people call them, tend to increase. But there's good news. A new study has found that maintaining higher levels of aerobic fitness as we age is linked to a lower frequency of tip-of-the-tongue states in healthy older adults. There's a paper entitled Higher Fitness Physical Fitness Levels Are Associated with Less Language Decline in Healthy Aging. That was published April 30 in the journal Scientific Reports. The research was led by a team at the University of Birmingham in the UK, in collaboration with researchers at the University of Agder in Norway, as well as the University of Leuven in Belgium and King's College London. The study had two groups of people they looked at. 28 older men and women who were in their late 60s, 27 younger people in their early 20s. So here we go now, 28 older men and women in their late 60s. And we also had 27 younger people in their early 20s. All the participants were evaluated on a stationary bicycle to establish each person's baseline cardiorespiratory aerobic fitness. Now, for the linguistic tip of the tongue part of this study, participants were asked to perform a series of computerized, quote unquote, definition filling tasks to measure tot state frequency. These language tests included common and low-frequency descriptive terms, as well as identifying actors, musicians, politicians, and others who were famous enough to be considered household names. Oftentimes, when someone's in a tip-of-the-tongue state, he or she would blurt out, "I know that I know this person's name." When something's on the tip of your tongue, you have a strong conviction that the crystallized knowledge of this person or this place or this thing is stored somewhere in your brain. It's like an itch that you can't scratch. On the flip side, when you know you don't know something, it does not trigger a tot state, a tip of the tongue state. In 1893, would you believe we can go back this far? 1893, William James, one of the fathers of modern psychology, described what we universally acknowledge as tip of the tongue states, and this is what he said. Suppose we try to recall a forgotten name. The state of our consciousness is peculiar. There's a gap there, but no, it's not just a simple gap. It's a gap that's intensely active, beckoning us in a given direction, making us at moments tingle with the sense of our closeness, and then letting us sink back without that longed-for word that we were looking for. Sometimes when we experience a tot state and forget someone's name, a few minutes or hours later, I'll be doing something mindless, taking a shower, jogging, driving. When the name pops into my head, out of the blue, is what the author says. Let me tell you, I had that experience. Oh, man, must have been 2 days ago. Yesterday, as a matter of fact, literally yesterday, I was talking with some new friends about, well, experiences. And we were talking about different clergy in the area. Tabernacle came up because this is, he used to work out. The gentleman I was talking with used to play basketball with one of the preachers who used to be here. And he brought up the gentleman's name, his first name. And we both were thinking that that's got to be his first name, but neither of us could remember his last name. This was a name that was so familiar to me, but I couldn't pull it out. I couldn't get it. I was frustrated. I knew this man's name. I could not get it. I'd been engaged in a Bible study just prior to talking with this gentleman and his family. And we just had a good time with each other. And then we all just went our separate ways. We enjoyed our fellowship together. And then he and his family went on and moved to their next phase. And I went back to my Bible study. Lo and behold, it couldn't have been more than 10 minutes at the most that I was back into my Bible study. And the last name of the preacher we were trying to remember popped in my head. I wasn't even thinking about him. But all of a sudden, his first name came to mind, because I was getting back to my studies. His first name came to my mind, and as soon as his first name came to my mind, I recalled, yeah, we were really trying to remember that last name and just couldn't pull it out. Bam! The last name just came to me. I mean, just boom, just like that, was right there. And we were thinking about, and the name, the first name we both agreed to, and we were both saying we believe this is his first name, but we couldn't be absolutely sure because we couldn't remember the other name. But Otis is a name that we were both able to call out. Within 10 minutes after I was back to my studies, Moss popped into my head. That's the name we were trying to remember. Moss, Otis Moss. I couldn't pull that Moss out of my brain to save a whale. But that's who I was trying to think of. You had experiences like that? And sometimes, at some point later in the day, later in the evening, maybe 2 days later, you weren't really actively thinking about it. But some kind of way, I guess our minds, our brains recorded the fact that we wanted that information. And boom, we relaxed. We're thinking about something that has nothing to do with what we were trying to recall. And lo and behold, it's recalled. Interesting. Well, as the authors of the recent TOT study report, but hold up. This finally comes to your mind. It just comes. Your brain grabs it. But this mini aha moment is always followed by an immediate sense of psychological relief. And we can imagine why, right? I mean, because let's face it, when we are trying to pull that memory from our deep in our brain to the forefront of our brain so that we can say it with our mouth, we're under a little bit of stress. That's a bit tense. Surreal, for real, that is a bit tense. No, we don't think that the world's about to come to an end, but we are experiencing a bit of stress. And when it comes, that relief, that sense of relief comes. When a tight state's resolved, it feels as if a nagging riddle that your mind was wrestling with below the surface has finally revealed itself in a graspable realm of cognitive awareness. And as the authors of the recent tight study report, in addition to showing, as expected, that the older adults tended to experience more tight moments than the younger ones, the data also show a relationship between aerobic fitness and word-finding abilities in the group of healthy older adults. A relationship between aerobic fitness and word-finding abilities. Lead author, Professor Siegert of the University of Birmingham School of Psychology, emphasizes that the association between higher aerobic fitness levels and fewer tip-of-the-tongue states has nothing to do with vocabulary size or permanently forgetting a word. It appears that tight states are more linked to cognitive fluidity than an actual loss of crystallized knowledge or declarative or explicit memories. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? Those who, the older adults, they're not comparing at this point older adults to more fit younger adults. Just looking at the older adult group, which again, were in their 60s, they noted that the healthier older adults, just looking at the group of older adults, the healthier subset of older adults, particularly those who engaged in aerobic activity, had fewer incidences of those brain cramps, those tot states, tip of the tongue states. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we've been hearing this for a while, that exercise really does a body good. And from head to toe, we're going to look at some more of this tip of the tongue information. In the meantime, hey, if you want to, go ahead and feel free to do a little bit of exercising during this break. I'll be right back.